Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
For tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 40 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen, Lady Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we bid you Godspeed on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We are thankful that the Lord has afforded us an opportunity to come to you wherever you might be, to my brothers and sisters that might be incarcerated behind bars. We're praying for you. We're uplifting you in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, that is Jesus the Christ. And we're thankful for each and every one of you, those that are in hospital rooms, those are in convalescent homes, those that are just laid up on your back at home. We are praying for you and we're believing God to open up miraculous doors for you because we know He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. On that note, I'm going to ask my beautiful wife if she will just share a scripture with us, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace in prayer in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, beginning at the first verse, it reads as this: I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, Father, we just thank you for
Lord.
Another
Bless
day.
Bless your holy name.
You are so wonderful. You
Blessed
are so fantastic.
Thank you, Lord.
We just thank you
because
you are just worthy to be praised. After all the things you've done, oh, God, when we look back, we know if it hadn't been for you on our side, where would we be? But, oh, gracious Father, you had mercy and mercy and mercy. And I thank you for it each and every day. I thank you because you've been so good to us.
Yes.
I thank you because there's nobody like you nowhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you for this day. We just thank you for this hour. We just thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for this day as we pray for our brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. As we lift up your holy name, Yahushua. Amen. The name
Hallelujah.
That some call Jesus. We know you as Yahushua, and we praise you for all that you've done, all that you're doing. And oh, God, we just pray for those in the hospitals. We pray for those that are sick. We pray for those that need a blessing right now, those that are cut off from their SNAPs, benefits, oh, God, all over this world. One thing I know that you will supply all of their needs according to their riches, your riches in glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Just let them know that they're going to eat. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil done said, that they're going to starve. But you will supply their need. And I pray, God, that you continue to open eyes, that you will continue to open ears, that you will just do what you do in the mighty name of Yeshua. We just thank you, and we bless your holy name. In Yeshua's name, amen.
I need the I need thee. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I've got to make that personal, but I've got to make it plural. We need him every hour.
Every hour.
We need him every second of the day.
Yes.
We need him every nanosecond of the day. And I'm here to tell you, beloved people of the Most High, that we cannot do anything without him. I know the enemy has made a lot of people feel that because they got it going on, because you're driving a nice car, you're living in a nice home, you're wearing nice clothes. But I'm here to tell you, every good and perfect gift that the Almighty affords us comes from above.
All right now.
Amen. And so on that note, again, we just want to just let you know that, as my wife said earlier, God has not forgotten about you.
That's it.
Amen. I mean, they may shut the government down, but they can't shut heaven down.
Woo.
Somebody
yes.
needs to understand
yes.
that today.
Yes.
They might have shut the government down, but they can't shut down the kingdom of the Most High. And because he's what he said about concerning us, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread.
All right.
Amen. I know a lot of time it seems as though things are getting hard, but can I be honest with you, beloved saints of God? Most of the time it's because of our own choosing, our own doing, the wrong choices that we make. And when we start to make the right choices, then our Father will smile again upon us.
Yes, he would.
This is the reason why he is raising up an army to turn the hearts of the children back unto our Heavenly Father. I know this world has a profound way of trying to shape the impact of your mentality. But what you've got to do is realize that since God said it, that settles it.
That settles it.
Amen. It doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter, amen, what constituents think. It doesn't matter, amen, what nobody says. The Lord is still in charge, always has been and always will be. And I'll tell you how I know. Because I myself read in his sacred scrolls, the scriptures, where when he rose from the grave, he said these words. He said,
all power
is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And that means that everyone that is on the side of the Lord's Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, that's right, everybody that is
yes.
on Yahuwah's Son's side, Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, that means that we don't have to worry.
Come on.
It means that we don't have to fret. We don't have to be afraid about what's going on because we have been sealed by the anointing of God's Ruach Kodesh. That is his Holy Spirit. We've been sealed. You've been sealed in your forehead, beloved. So therefore, you don't have to worry. Now, you do have to stand on what the Word of God says, because I can tell you this. It doesn't matter how fast you run. Y'all know the story about the hare and the turtle.
Well,
a lot of people started off fast, but they fell by the wayside. And so one thing we want to be is that when seed falls, we want to be that good ground that the Lord's seed falls on, Lady Townsend. We want to be that seed that lets us know that come hell or high water, we're in this for the long haul. We're not just in it for what we can get from the Lord. We're in it because of what he gave to us, and that is eternal life. Praise be to God. So we just want to piggyback on, again, what we shared with you guys on last week,
mm-hmm.
and that is that we've got to get back in good standing with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
As we look around, Lady Townsend, we see that we're in the final coming of the Lord. We can see things unfolding all around us. Little children dying on every side. People dying on every side. People are losing a sense of fear of the Most High. You know, when we were growing up as children, we had respect for elderly.
Yes,
but now we live in a time where people have no respect for elderly no more. They don't care about the older people. Amen. There was a time where it wasn't nothing for somebody to help an elderly person with their groceries. But now they're trying to steal the grocery from them.
Say it now.
That lets you know that we're in the end time. They don't mind breaking in an old lady's house that's 70 or 80 years old, raping them, robbing them, and killing them. These, beloved people, are the last days.
Yes, it is.
And that's the reason why the Lord is calling us back to righteousness. He's calling us back to a purity of heart, a purity of mind. He's calling us back to when even Cain made these statements after he murdered his own brother. He said, am I my brother's keeper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, indeed, we are each other's keeper. Amen. And we have got to get out of this mentality that the enemy's got us thinking every man for himself and God for us all, because that's not the way it's going to be when we enter into his kingdom. When we enter into eternal glory, it's not going to be me, my foe, and no more. It's not going to be that way.
Yes.
But again, Lady Townsend, we want to just get back to what we were sharing about the Lord. He's preparing the church to get back on track.
Amen.
Because we've got off track. We're more concerned about riches. We're more concerned about money. We're more concerned about having a bunch of stuff. And I think Yahushua said it this way. He said, seek ye first
the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all these other things are going to be added to you.
So I have a question. If he said, seek the kingdom of God, and then he said, the kingdom of God is within you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
Yes.
We've got to seek to get away from the barriers and the limitations from a spiritual perspective that is keeping us from maximizing our walk in the things of the Lord.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, beloved, that when he rose with all power, he gave us that ability to stand on the things of what he said.
Amen.
Amen. I for one, can tell you that I forfeited that for many years. I forfeited it because I was under the auspices of just religiosity. Mm-hmm. But when I sat back, and I will tell anybody this, sometimes get back and sit down and look in a mirror.
Yes.
And when you look in the mirror, ask that person, who are you? And you know the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth? The first thing that's going to come out of your mouth is, I'm Kenny Townsend. And then the internal voice said, no, that's not who you are. That's who you identify as.
My God.
You are an eternal spark of the Almighty that has been given an opportunity to come down into this earth realm and to, watch this, to act in a way the same way that Yahusha acted, and to open blind eyes and to unstop deaf ears.
Yes.
And to be an integral part of raising up our young men and young ladies in our community the way that they're supposed to be. But again, going back to the book of Revelations, if you will, we're going to go back there to chapter number 2 again, because we just want to piggyback on some of that. We just want to piggyback on some of that again, because brothers and sisters, listen, time is running out.
Oh, yes. Oh,
time
yes.
is running out.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Time is running out. We've got to get to that repentant heart ask the Lord that, Lord, if we're doing something that is not pleasing in thy sight, help us to get back there.
Help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to get back to that point that is pleasing to you. You know, when the Word of God says, we talk about holiness, and I don't think many of us really understand what holiness is.
Amen.
We understand it from a colonized version, what holiness is, but we don't really understand what holiness is. I think it says it this way. It says, live peaceably with all men.
Mm-hmm. Holiness without.
Now watch this.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to live peaceably with all men, that means that it doesn't matter whether you're a Baptist, a Catholic, a Seventh-day Adventist. It doesn't matter. We can live peaceably. Now, yes, many of us have operated in error, but error should not stop us from being loving toward one another.
Come on now.
You see, the people on my street, they don't have to be of my affiliation or organization for me to help them.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You see, we're more concerned about how we live than how we love.
Oh, glory to God.
Did you hear what I said? When you get to the point where you're more concerned about how you live than how you love, your living is a direct descendant of how you're loving.
Mm.
If you can stand back and eat food every day, if you can stand back and drink and drink the best of orange juice and water and see the plight of people on the street without having any compassion,
something's wrong somewhere.
Your love is messed up. If you can only think about what you can do for yourself, even in the atmosphere of church, and only be concerned about how we can grow and how we can build on to ourselves and not be concerned about the plight of the people, something, people, is wrong.
And another thing, while you're saying, Apostle, sometimes people, they give so that, you know, they don't want to give to the poor. They want to give to somebody that can give it back to them. And that's not true giving. Because, you know, when you truly give from your heart, you know, you're not wanting them to pay you back. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it's a sad time we live in. A lot of people like to give to those that they know they can get it back from later on or something like that. But Jesus, Yeshua wasn't like that. You know, the least. He said when you give, you know, when you give to the poor, you lend. You lend into him. In other words, what we do should be, you know, a reflection of the God that we say we love. You know what I'm saying? We should be an example of that.
I believe it summed it up best when you just said it. Well, the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Now, when he loved the world, he didn't love the evil that was in the world. Mm-hmm. He didn't love all the atrocities that were happening in the world. He didn't love any of those things. That's why he sent the flood. But he so loved the world until he was willing to redeem us or call us back to be in proper standing with him. That is why he did what he did. He did that. He did that for you and I so that we would be able to come boldly to the throne. You see, the problem is there's a lot of my brothers and sisters, you out there, that are suffering right now. And one of the things I can tell you is this. the same way that you're asking me to pray for you. Know ye not the kingdom of God is within inside of you, and you have the ability to pray and come boldly to the throne and tell the Lord what you stand in need of, whether it is sickness, whether it is finances, whether it is children locked up in jail, yes, whether it is a bad marriage, whatever the case that you're going through right now, the kingdom of God is within you.
Yes.
I reminded of a little message I shared, Lady Townsend, not long ago, where King David made a pact with Jonathan. And when he made that pact with Jonathan, they swore to each other that if anything happened to me, I'm going to take care of your people. You know, what happened to that where we used to take care of each other?
That's right.
What happened to the days where we used to look out for each other? You know, it's a sad day when we live on the block with people and we live around people and don't even know who our neighbors are. We're in sad times.
That's the truth. Preach.
You know, there was a time where, you know, when you moved into a neighborhood, people would come over and they would welcome you and say, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sin has abounded in so much of our lives until we cannot display the love of Yahusha the way he wants us to because we're afraid. Well, you know, Pastor, we're in some bad times now, man. You got to be careful. You don't think Yahusha knew that when he went up to those people that had leprosy?
Come on.
You don't think Yahusha knew that when he went up to those people that had dreadful diseases? And so right now, this world has put a fear-mongering spirit on us until we're actually more afraid than we are bold. We're more afraid than we are bold. And we're more afraid than we are bold. And I'm here to tell you that is not how the spirit of Yahusha operates. Mm. We don't have to be that way. But anyway, David said to Saul's son, he said, look, man, I love you. And you know what Jonathan said? I love you as my own soul, too. Nothing funny, nothing gay, right, nothing homosexual. Do you know there are some men, and I love men that can go up to another man and say, hey, brother, I love you, man.
That's right.
You know what? We taught that to our sons growing up. Mm-hmm. Till when they see each other or they talk on the phone, they don't get off that phone without saying, I love you, brother.
That's right.
And you know what, church? We got to get back to that.
Woo.
We got to get back to that. I'm not talking about no funny business because there is a lot of down low stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, if you got the discernment of God's Holy Ghost, you know if your brother is on the down low. And you know what? If he is and God shows it to you, then you know what? In a loving way, you got to pray. You'll help pray your brother out of that.
Come on.
Because there was a demonic seed sowed in his flesh and it needs to be. Same thing with our sisters. Demonic seeds get sowed at early ages.
Yes.
You'd be surprised at what happens in these schools a lot of time. A lot of demonic things happen in these schools. That's why we have to pray for our children. But in any event, David and Jonathan made this pact with each other. And so Jonathan gets killed in battle with his father. And so God has given David and his kingdom peace. You know, but sometimes we forget about the pact that we made with the Lord. Lord, if you bless me, if you bless me with this house, Lord, if you bless me with this job, Lord, if you bless me with this car, Lord, if you bless me to get over this sickness, I'm going to run. Lord, I'm going to run for you. And you know what? We done forgot our promises to the Lord. That's why the Bible says it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not keep it. But David and Jonathan made a vow. And when Jonathan died, David said, is there anyone? Because to his liking, he thought everybody was killed in the massacre.
Mm-hmm.
See, Satan wants to kill out everything that's dear to you.
Come on.
You hear what I said, beloved people? He wants to kill out everything. He wants to kill out your faith because that's dear to you. Mm. He wants to kill out your ambitions because that's dear to you.
Preach.
He wants to kill out your ability to stay in the race because that's what's dear to you. Why? Because the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle given to the strong, but they that endure to the end. David says, is there anybody in the household of Saul that we can find to be a blessing to? And one of his stewards came back and says, well, you know, Jonathan had a son that was injured. And Jonathan's son, when the maid was running off to carry him, he fell on him and crippled his leg, Lady Townsend.
Mm.
And he spent the rest of his life as a cripple. I'm going someplace with this. I'm going to ask you this question. How do you see yourself?
Oh, my.
How do you see yourself? I know you ain't got no money, but how do you see yourself?
Jesus.
I know you may be locked up behind prison bars, but how do you see yourself?
My.
I know the doctor said that you got cancer and it can't be cured, but how do you see yourself? Beloved Jesus. Saints of God, this is what it's boiling down to, because if you are kingdom material, you don't see yourself as defeated. You see yourself as victorious. And
yes.
David came and had to go back and to remind this young man that had king's blood in his veins who he was.
Come on now.
They went to a place, and they told him, says, yes, he has a son named Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth is living in a place called Lodabar, because Lodabar represents a place of darkness, of one's attitude.
Mm.
You can have a lot of money, but you're still in Lodabar.
Oh, my God.
You can have the finest of clothes, but you're still in Lodabar.
Mm.
Huh? You see, the point is, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. That's Lodabar. When the church leaders bleed the people, that's Lodabar.
Mm.
Not only is it Lodabar, it is considered Ichabod, because the glory of the Lord is no longer there. But in any event, David said, we will go to him. And when he went to him, he called his name, Mephibosheth. And you know what Mephibosheth said, saints of God?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what he said? Because sometimes you can get in a state of apathy. You can get in a state of feeling sorry for yourself. But God has assigned people around you to help you know that what you see is not who you are.
Hey, glory. Hey.
You got to look past the image in the mirror and see as you're supposed to be.
Woo.
That's what Yahusha did. He did not look at those lepers as spotted folks. He saw them as they were meant to be, whole in the sight the way the Almighty made them to be.
Glory.
And that's what God put in the heart of David. When he went there, he saw this poor cripple who is dressed poorly. And when he questioned him, he said, Mephibosheth, is that you? And he said, who would look upon such a dead dog as me?
My Lord.
And David said, I've come to remind you there is king blood coursing through your veins.
Hallelujah.
I don't care who you are right now. I need you to understand there is king's blood coursing through your veins.
Hallelujah.
The moment that you accepted Yahusha HaMashiach as your savior, as you accepted him as your Lord, as your king, a transfusion took place. I know you got bit by the snake of doubt. You got bit by the snake of despondency. You got bit by the snake of fear. You got bit by the snake of loneliness and to make you think that there's nobody for you. But I've come to remind you, you are somebody special today.
Oh, yes.
I've come to remind you and to let you know that God has not forgotten about you. And can I be honest with you? The true servants of the Most High have not forgotten about you either.
Come on.
You might be homeless out on the street, but God has not forgotten about you.
Woo.
You might be in an abusive marriage, but God has not forgotten about you.
Yes.
Amen. It seems like, Pastor, the church is folding. But let me tell you something. The Lord is your shepherd too.
Woo.
Amen. We can't put it on the congregation. We've got to stand back on God the way that we had to. David said, I've come to show you kindness.
Mm.
And he took him and put him back in his palace. And he said, from this day forward, you will eat king's food. Look at me. You might be eating bologna sandwiches right now, but listen, you're still going to be eating king's food.
Hallelujah.
You might be not in the clothes that you want, but can I tell you, when Yahuwah is in the plan, he's not going to leave you that way. Have you forgotten so soon that when he called Lazarus out of the grave, he said, take the grave clothes off of him? God, when he brings you out, he don't intend for you to stay with the same mentality.
Yes.
He don't intend for you to stay that way, beloved. He never has.
And he never will.
And he never will.
Glory to God.
When he brings you out of the grave of death, when he brings you out of the grave of sin,
yes.
Listen, don't let the enemy lie to you, telling you it's hard, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand. Trying to live for the Lord is hard. Did Lazarus say that?
No.
Did he say it's hard coming out of this grave?
Mm-hmm.
When Yahusha called him forth and said, Lazarus, come forth, that represents you and I today. The doctor said you're going to die and not live, but God is calling you forth out of the grave.
Come on now.
God is calling you forth out of the sickness.
Oh, yes.
He's calling you forth out of the blindness.
Woo.
He's calling you forth out of the deafness.
Yes.
He's calling you forth, beloved. And I know a lot of time you're looking for other people to have mercy on you.
Mm.
But whom the Son sets free
is free.
Is free indeed.
Hallelujah.
Stop looking for the validation of the pastor. Stop looking for the validation of the apostle. Stop looking for the validation of the bishop. Stop looking for the validation of the prophet or anybody. Because in the end, your allegiance is to Yahusha HaMashiach.
Yes.
And the Heavenly Father Yahuwah. That is who your allegiance is to. David took Mephibosheth home. Who will you take home with you?
My God, my God.
Who will you raise out of the muck and mire of despondency? This is what Revelation is all about. I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. If you can drive to church from Sunday to Sunday and don't have a compassionate heart for the people that are out there on the streets, as you drive up and down Bolton Avenue to your fine edifices, and don't have a compassion for the people on the streets, as you drive up and down whatever streets that you're going down, I don't care whether it's lower third, but don't have compassion for the folks that are under the bridges, that are sleeping outside, something is wrong. There ain't no holiness in you.
Something
I've got news for you. You ain't got to wait for the 501c3 to kick in, because in the days of Yahusha, they didn't have a 501c3. They took what they had and they gave it unto the people. This is what we've got to get back to. This is what pleases. Listen, this is how they will know you are my disciples, for the love that you have for the downtrodden.
Come on.
For the love that you have for those that are less fortunate than you. Huh? We get a little Mercedes Benz and it go to our head.
Jesus.
Huh? We get a little Lamborghini and it go to our head.
Lord help
us. We get a Rolls Royce and it goes to our head. And we don't forget about those people that are out there.
Don't care.
Can I tell you why? Because the powers of darkness have infiltrated the church.
Whew.
And it is time for the prayer warriors. It is time for the prayer victors to rise up again and to take authority over the ills in which that the enemy is doing. You see, I shared with you last week, how can we say that we're saved and sanctified and robberies are happening all around us? How can we say that we're filled with the Holy Ghost and people are being raped and murdered all around us? I shared with you on last week that when Saul sent them to kill David, when David went around Samuel, that everybody that stepped in the perimeter of the anointing of the prophet, you know what? Every man that Saul sent to kill David got overtook by the power of the living God. Something ain't right in our churches. Something ain't right in our neighborhoods. We're professing God. Well, you know, preacher, we can't make nobody. No, we can't make nobody.
Yes.
But listen, when Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind, tell me who done that? Who did that? Who caused him to lose his mind? First of all, his disobedience is what caused it. And when the Lord says, what you do unto others, you will be doing unto yourself. If you can pass those people up, I've got news for you. Maybe a lot of time, brother pastor, that's why we're struggling. Because we're closing a blind eye on what's dear to the Lord.
Come on now.
Huh?
Them to get
you don't get brownie points for okay. And this is another thing I'd like to share. We got to get out of this as men and women of God, that you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Because all we're doing is exchanging money. You come to my anniversary, I'll come to yours. You come preach for me, I'll come preach for you. Brothers and sisters, that's not what holiness is about. When Paul had a right mind to do that which was right, he said, I robbed other churches to do you service. What are you doing, Paul? I made them give me money so I could go over there to Little Niue Missionary Baptist Church. They struggling over there. I got to go over there so I can help them. I got to go over there to let them know that Yahusha cares about them too. But because nowadays nobody's in the organization with us.
Yes.
In our denomination.
Yes.
And since they're not in our organization and denomination, we don't want to have anything to do with them.
Yes.
That's not the love of Christ, beloved.
That's not the love of Christ. Not only is it not the love of Christ, Christ does not honor that.
No, he doesn't.
Amen.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't honor that. So now, how do we do? We have to reach out into the hedges, highways, and byways.
Amen.
And compel people to come, because time is running out, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
I've got news for you. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
yes.
Listen to me carefully. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
yes.
And this is going to shock you. One of those little people that you thought was just a bum out on the street is going to be standing there at the judgment seat.
Woo.
And when they stand there, they're going to say, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me.
Uh-oh.
When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. Well, when did I not do it? You see that little bum that was out there?
Jesus.
And then you look over there and you see the person you thought was a bum. Well, that was Yahusha testing your love.
Ooh.
It's easy to love the people that's giving you tithes and offering. It's easy to say, I got some good people. But what about the folks that can't give you a dime?
Preach.
What about those folks that can't give you not one plum nickel? I'll let them get a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's wrong with this country. People just depend. Well, the same thing that was wrong with the country, now it was wrong with it in Yahusha's day, too.
Oh, yes.
People didn't have love and compassion.
And they still don't. They're hard.
But Yahusha had compassion for the people.
Always.
He had compassion.
Woo.
I have somewhat against you, he says in Revelations, because you have left your first love. This is what he said in chapter number 2, starting at verse number 8. Unto the angel of the church of Smyrna, write these things, saith the